No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right this minute, you are certainly welcome here, everyone. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 17th day of June. If you are new here, welcome. So glad that you've made your way here for whatever reason. It's a good reason. And we're glad that you're here. We're scooching in so that you can sit on the end and feel welcome. But, you know, you might just want to check things out. Maybe this isn't for you. I don't know. I hope it is. I hope the Bible is for you, especially if you've never been through the Bible. And this is a beautiful, safe community, and we're so glad that you have found your way here. If you've been here, welcome back. I've been waiting for you, and I'm so glad that you made your way here today. We're jumping into the Proverbs today, reading Proverbs 25 and 26, and we continue today in the New Living Translation. Let's jump in. Proverbs chapter 25. These are more Proverbs of Solomon collected by the advisors of King Hezekiah of Judah. It is God's privilege to conceal things and the king's privilege to discover them. No one can comprehend the height of heaven, the depth of the earth, or all that goes on in the king's mind. Remove the impurities from silver, and the sterling will be ready for the silversmith. Remove the wicked from the king's court, and his reign will be made secure by justice. Don't demand an audience with the king or push for a place among the great. It's better to wait for an invitation to the head table than to be sent away in public disgrace. Just because you've seen something, don't be in a hurry to go to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor deals you a shameful defeat? When arguing with your neighbor, don't betray another person's secret. Others may accuse you of gossip, and you will never regain your good reputation. Timely advice is lovely, like golden apples in a silver basket. To one who listens, valid criticism is like a gold earring or other gold jewelry. Trustworthy messengers refresh like snow in summer. They revive the spirit of their employer. A person who promises a gift but doesn't give it is like clouds and wind that brings no rain. Patience can persuade a prince, and soft speech can break bones. Do you like honey? Don't eat too much, or it will make you sick. Don't visit your neighbors too often, or you will wear out your welcome. Telling lies about others is as harmful as hitting them with an axe, wounding them with a sword, or shooting them with a sharp arrow. Putting confidence in an unreliable person in times of trouble is like chewing with a broken tooth or walking on a lame foot. Singing cheerful songs to a person with a heavy heart is like taking someone's coat in cold weather or pouring vinegar in a wound. If your enemies are hungry, give them food to eat. If they are thirsty, give them water to drink. You will heap burning coals of shame on their heads, and the Lord will reward you. As surely as a north wind brings rain, so a gossiping tongue causes anger. It's better to live alone in the corner of an attic than with a quarrelsome wife in a lovely home. Good news from far away is like cold water to the thirsty. If the godly give in to the wicked, it's like polluting a fountain or muddying a spring. It's not good to eat too much honey, and it's not good to seek honors for yourself. A person without self-control is like a city with broken down walls. Honor is no more associated with fools than snow with summer or rain with harvest. Like a fluttering sparrow or a darting swallow, an undeserved curse will not land on its intended victim. Guide a horse with a whip, a donkey with a bridle, and a fool with a rod to his back. Don't answer the foolish arguments of fools, or you will become as foolish as they are. Be sure to answer the foolish arguments of fools, or they will become wise in their own estimation. Trusting a fool to convey a message is like cutting off one's feet or drinking poison. A proverb in the mouth of a fool is as useless as a paralyzed leg. Honoring a fool is as foolish as tying a stone to a slingshot. A proverb in the mouth of a fool is like a thorny branch brandished by a drunk. An employer who hires a fool or a bystander is like an archer who shoots at random. As a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his foolishness. There is more hope for fools than for people who think they are wise. The lazy person claims, "There's a lion on the road. Yes, I'm sure there's a lion out there." As a door swings back and forth on its hinges, so the lazy person turns over in bed. Lazy people take food in their hand but don't even lift it to their mouth. Lazy people consider themselves smarter than seven wise counselors. Interfering in someone else's argument is as foolish as yanking a dog's ears. Just as damaging as a madman shooting a deadly weapon is someone who lies to a friend and then says, "I was only joking." Fire goes out without wood, and quarrels disappear when gossip stops. A quarrelsome person starts fights as easily as hot embers light charcoal or fire lights wood. Rumors are dainty morsels that sink deep into one's heart. Smooth words may hide a wicked heart, just as a pretty glaze covers a clay pot. People may cover their hatred with pleasant words, but they're deceiving you. They pretend to be kind, but don't believe them. Their hearts are full of many evils. While their hatred may be concealed by trickery, their wrongdoing will be exposed in public. If you set a trap for others, you will get caught in it yourself. If you roll a boulder down on others, it will crush you instead. A lying tongue hates its victims, and flattering words cause ruin. Okay, we've got some really good and really hard nuggets here today. Let's understand what we're talking about when we hear the Proverbs talk about a fool. Because we find some very poignant wording today about how we engage with a fool. So what does the Bible consider or define a fool? A fool from the biblical perspective is not talking about intelligence. It's not a lack of intelligence, but it is a moral and spiritual deficiency. A person who rejects God, despises wisdom and instruction, and relies entirely on their own understanding. Now, we know this because we read these definitions earlier in the Proverbs. Despises wisdom, Proverbs 1:7. They hate knowledge, refuse to accept correction, and ignore discipline. Trusts in their own heart, their own doing, Proverbs 12:15. They think their way is always right and the only right way. Hot-tempered, Proverbs 14:16, they are quick to anger, easily agitated, and quick to vent their emotions. Destructive speech, Proverbs 10:18, their mouths bring strife, and they use lying lips and slander to hide their true intentions. And then finally, Proverbs 10:23, they find pleasure in wicked schemes and repeat their foolish mistakes rather than learning from them. This is why it's important to make these connections in the Word. It's important to know what we're talking about when we're considering foolish behavior or a fool. We pretty clearly see it laid out in the Proverbs today that it is not worth our time to entertain a fool or foolish behavior, but I would say maybe more importantly at this point in our spiritual journey, maybe we can check our own hearts and make sure that we are not participating in the foolish behavior. And reading off those scriptures, I've got some work to do right here, my own self. So perhaps before we go around calling everyone else a fool and talking about their foolish behavior, we've got to take that inside look at our own selves. Is any of this true of us? Is any of this relevant and applicable to me? I'll be honest again. I got some work to do here. I do not want to be considered a fool in the eyes of God. I would love to be considered a wise woman who is striving to become more and more righteous in right standing with God. So much to chew on here today in the Proverbs. Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you that sometimes it hits us in ways that we weren't expecting. This is how we hear things and see things that we have been deaf and blind to. And I pray that our eyes would be open to see and our ears would be open to hear all that you long to say, do in us, through us, among us, within us, God. Change us from the inside out. This is my prayer today. And I pray it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. Take a look around if you haven't. Download it. 2.0. She's out, she's cooking, and I hope you guys are learning it, maneuvering your way around it. We made it super duper easy for you to maneuver and added some things, but didn't want to change too many things. So check out the resources, the store, the community section, the videos. There's so many great things to do there if you haven't downloaded it or taken a look around yet. Go ahead and do so. If you would like to partner with us here at Daily Audio Bible, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. We're really truly grateful that we don't have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or if you're giving by the app, or through the app, I should say, hit the give icon up at the top. Let me just slow that roll and go back. If you are giving through the app, hit the give icon up at the top right-hand section of the app. And lastly, look for give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164. Or again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top, right-ish, hand-ish section. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit the red little microphone, and then right below that, hit the icon on the right, chronological, to ensure that your call gets to the right place. That's going to do it for me today. I'm Jill. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. And if you're new, I hope you'll be back. We'll be waiting for you and save another seat for you. Until then, love one another.
Hi, this is Blessed in the Northwest. I just want to say thank you to all of you who are praying for me. Our first court case, him asking for my child's counseling records, was denied, so that's a big praise. In that, they've added a court date. I didn't know he's filed for temporary custody because he gets my son for the first half of the summer and he's trying to then keep him. So that's July 13th, and before that I have the deposition on June 26th. So thank you all for praying, and thank you, Mark the Baby Doctor, for your beautiful prayer for me. Thank you for keeping me and my kids in prayer and protection by the Holy Father. And I want to pray for Star. I just heard her request. She and her husband are serving overseas, working at a seminary. And Lord, I just ask you right now that you would place a hand of protection over Star and her husband, that you would protect them from the attacks of the enemy. The details and the small things of losing keys and having money missing and having plumbing issues. Father, you are God of all. You are sovereign. And I pray, Father, you would give them eyes to find the keys, that you would give them means to recover the money, and Father, that you would give them an inexpensive repair fix for the things that are going wrong in their home, in their apartment. God, Holy Father, I thank you for their ministry. I thank you for their service to others, for their teaching capabilities that you've given them. And I ask God, Lord of all, that you would place your hand on them, a hand of protection and a hand of covering, that you would bind the enemy from continuing to work in their lives, and that you would continue to bless their ministry to others and bless the students under them. I ask in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Redeemed daughter in Florida. I don't know if you have tried this yet, but I would definitely find a massage therapist who is skilled with lymphatic work. They are out there, but you have to look to find someone. That would be a great recommendation, I think. God bless you. God bless you. I'm praying for all of you.
Good morning, DAB Chronological. Shalom, shalom. I am calling in to give prayer to the parents of the young girl who was burned, 35 degree burns over her body. And I didn't hear your initial call, sweet sister, but I heard your follow-up call. So thank you so much for updating us. And I just come alongside you and lift you and your husband and your beautiful daughter up to the Lord's throne. And we just ask for his hand to be in this situation with you, to give you peace, to give you comfort with the decisions that you need to make. I know these are hard decisions. And we ask for discernment and wisdom on that care team. And I just pray that your daughter is comfortable and she's not in any pain. And I pray in the name of Jesus, I pray the blood of Jesus over your daughter's healing. Sweet sister, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. Please keep us updated. I will keep your daughter in my prayers. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Hi, this is Seeking Him in South Dakota. I'm just calling to say thank you to Brian and Jill for all you've done with the new app. And this is such an amazing community. And I lift up so many of you in prayer as I hear the requests. And just thank you so much for this opportunity. And I do want to lift up a girl from our daughter's youth group. This girl decided to run away last night and cleared her bank accounts, got a new phone, and her mom thinks that she flew to find a boyfriend or see a boyfriend that she met online. And oh, we're just really praying for her this morning, and just pray, please pray for her safety and pray that she will come back home, and just pray for her family. Her dad passed away a year ago, and she's just really been going through a lot. And I just please pray that she will come back home, and that God will protect her. In Jesus' name, amen.